Every satellite will have an orbit. And it has to go through the orbit it is designed for. So likewise, if you are not living in the orbit God has given you, you are a sinner. So I am supposed to fulfill the desire of God in my life when I live in this world. Another word which is given for sin, it is parabasis. Parabasis is violating the boundary of God. You need to know, my friends, there is a boundary for everything. You need to see that you are keeping yourself inside the boundary of God's design and God's standard. I'll try to explain this. So we have in our body, we have desires, we have appetite, we have thirst and a lot of things. When you are hungry, you need food. When you are thirsty, you need water. And you have a lot of desires, and God has put a legal way, a godly way to fulfill your desire. Suppose I am thirsty. I can satisfy the thirst with water, no problem. But Satan may suggest something else to satisfy your thirst. God has given a specific way of satisfying your desires of your body. When you are satisfying your desires in a godly way, that is what God is looking for. Then you are keeping the boundary. But when you go for something Satan suggests, you are crossing the boundary. And suppose you have thirst, you can satisfy your thirst with water or milk or fruit juice or even Coca-Cola. But if you are satisfying your thirst with whiskey, you are crossing the boundary. You understand, my friends? God has given a godly way to satisfy all your thirst, all the desires of your body. And even Coca-Cola, I don't think, you know, Coca-Cola is not good for your body anyway. Yeah. Always try to go for natural things like milk or some kind of, you know, water and juice and things like that. That is better. I'm not saying that if you drink Coca-Cola, you are going to hell, but still, it is not good for your body. Hallelujah. Suppose you are hungry, you can eat, no problem. Even Jesus was a man who was eating very well, but he was not eating by sitting somewhere alone and avoiding all the other people. He was always, you know, including all his disciples to eat. Okay. So when we are hungry, there is no problem in eating something. But sometimes even you need to learn how to be hungry also. When you are eating alone and you are not sharing it with somebody else, you are a glutton. You eat for what you need. You are not supposed to eat for what you desire. We need to eat to live. But do not live to eat. You understand? When you live to eat, you are a glutton. Eating is not a sin, but when you are a glutton, you are crossing the boundary. Food is necessary. Clothes are necessary. Money is necessary. But however, when you are doing these things only for you, when you are becoming selfish and you are not sharing all the things that you have, you are a sinner. Food is necessary, but there is a boundary for food. I have seen somebody has 500,000 salary, then they will be spending 400,000 for clothing. That is sin because you are crossing the boundary. No, hallelujah. Hallelujah.